What about their other daddy that they don't ever see, that they don't ever get no hug from, that they don't ever say, hey, you know, daddy, you coming to my game? Are you going to come to my game? What about their other daddy? You know what I told both of them? You know what I told him his season was about to be up? I said, son, so he thought I was going to get on him. I want you to go out there. I want you to hit everybody. I want you to do that. No. Son, I want you to go out there. I want you to have fun. You go out there and play the game and you have fun. Don't worry about trying to make all the tackles. Don't worry about trying to please daddy. Don't worry about trying to do it. Just go out there and have fun. We got to learn how to lead our kids the right way. Why are you talking about this, AJ? Because we as parents, we missing it, people. And we wondering why kids acting the way they act. And my kids wondering why they don't get to go over all these people's houses and stuff. Now they know. They know. Because I'm not going to release you into danger. I'm not going to release you into everybody's house. I'm not going to release you around every type of spirit. You come home talking whatever kind of way. You better ask the boss. I stay on. I'm listening. But I'm not going to allow you guys to be contaminated. Man, I'm saying, hey, can we go over camp? Man, yeah. Yeah, you can go over camp. Can I go over Billy Bob? Who? Oh, no, that ain't gonna work. No, ain't gonna work. That ain't gonna work. Do I mean harm? Yes. I don't mean no harm. No, you ain't going, no. Mm-mm. It's not a thought whether or not they can go over Cam, Therese, and them houses. It's not a thought whether they can go with Notorious. It's not a thought. Why? Because we know they not finna come home talking crazy, acting crazy, and contrary of the word, amen? So parents, listen, if you haven't heard anything else, God care about families. The empowerment of prospering and winning in life, you have to be grounded in the word and understand that your kids, your husband, your wife is one unit. And it's not designed to operate any different. Amen? Thank you, guys. Boss, real quick. Real quick. Everybody said, Anybody learning anything? Say, Boss, read for me, James. James. I'm going to get her to do two scriptures and I'm going to get out of you guys' way. And I promise you, all that I just did, 95% of that wouldn't even. James chapter 1, verse, would I give you 3? Verse 2. James 1, verse 2 out of the Passion Translation. I want you guys to listen. I'm holding the mic.
My fellow believers, when it seems as though you are facing nothing but difficulties, see it as an invaluable opportunity to experience the greatest joy that you can.
Read it for me again.
My fellow believers, when it seems as though you are facing nothing but difficulties, see it as an invaluable opportunity to experience the greatest joy that you can.
Somebody said, Keep reading a little bit.
Keep reading?
Yeah.
For you know that when your faith is tested, it stirs up power within you to endure all things. And then as your endurance grows even stronger, it will release perfection into every part of your being until there is nothing missing and nothing lacking.
Did y'all get that? Nothing missing, nothing lacking. When you feel like you're facing tough times, difficult times, it don't matter what your feelings feel. What matters is what you know. It don't matter what your eyes giving you. I mean, you blessed with eyes, but it's not the dictator, or it's not what the truth really is. Sometimes our eyes will give us something that, you know, it ain't the truth. They look like they talking about me. They look like they don't like me. How is that a look? But what's the truth? The truth is this. Even though you may feel like that, and even though it may look like that, what does it matter? What do God say about you. Amen? Quick testimony real quick. This will be in the physical fitness part. I was teaching a class, the youth class, and I was sharing with them about peer pressure. And I was sharing with them that I was in a setting and up teaching, and the whole class bust out laughing about something I said. And this girl had just walked in the classroom while everybody laughing. This 13-year-old girl was almost 300 pounds. But when she walked into the classroom, the first thing she heard was what? Laughing. She didn't realize that the class was already laughing before she opened the door because of what I said. So what resonated on her mind and her spirit? They were laughing at her. Why? Because she was already in a predicament of knowing that she was not in a good place as a 13-year-old girl, because she'd been picked at school. She'd been talked about. She feel this way. She feel that way. She insecure. Her mind's and things going everywhere. She's a girl. That's why she's a princess, and I'm going to take care of her heart, her spirit, man, everything. Because sometimes we get trapped up in our feelings. So guess what? She was already on the edge. You never know when people on suicidal edges and how they feel and what they think about themselves. So you got to be conscious of what things you say and what you do. But she didn't know that she came into a laughing party already. So I had to fix the situation. So people, no matter what you're facing, no matter what it looked like, seemed like, or even sound like, don't be quick to get offended. Don't be quick to get in your feelings. Man, you let that word work out all them feelings. Because, man, I had some feelings. I had some feelings. And I'm going to tell you, iron sharpens iron. I had some feelings. And my guy, he already know who he is. He put me back on track. And as iron sharpens iron, that's what we got to be as believers, put each other on track. Amen? Proverbs 3:5-6, and I'm walking down out of the Message translation. Message translation.
Trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure out everything on your own. Listen for God's voice in everything you do, everywhere you go. He's the one who will keep you on track.
Read it one more time.
Trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure out everything on your own. Listen for God's voice in everything you do, everywhere you go. He's the one that will keep you on track. Don't assume that you know it all. Run to God. Run from evil.
Amen. If you are out there and you know you haven't been that father, you know you hadn't played that role as a man, leadership in your home, this message today wasn't a put down. It was a check. Check yourself, check that box, check yourself, check that box. When you check yourself, put yourself in a word. That'll be a box that you check that, hey, I'm no longer doing it my way. Check that box. Amen? Be led by the Spirit. Amen? So it's not a put down. It's to place all of us in the right atmosphere, in the right position with the Father, that we can move forward in life and unite as a body of Christ that can stand only on the truth. Not that you want to fit in some group or think like somebody else. Amen? And for the women in here, the mothers, the wives, understand that you are the caregiver. Your leadership is so important. You hold a value that no one and nothing in this world could put a price tag on. Your value holds so dear to God, and it's so high that when you carry yourself as the woman of God that God created you to be, there is nothing impossible for God that he can come in and meet and supply every need, not one need left undone in your life. Don't be led by emotion. Carry yourself as the woman of God and watch what God do in your life. Because when you carry yourself like that, it's going to send off a signal to your husband, to your kids, to the environment, to the other women you associate with. Quit calling people your friends and your buddies and you know they street hood. And then you run and get advice from them about your husband that's, you know, in the word with you. Just because husband and wife that's Christians miss it sometimes don't mean you have a right to go to your girlfriend that's out there running the street to get advice from. We all miss it, amen? But don't run to somebody else. God, you can't find it in the word where God say run to some outside source, some street source. It says seek ye first the kingdom. As much powerful women we have in this ministry, you need to be like hitting them up. Amen? And young people, dare not be like another young person. Dare not be like another young person. Let's stop being like Mike. Let's stop being like somebody else. Let's stop letting all these people run our relationships, run our lives, and stand up. Stand up. Stand up tall. Carry yourself with your shoulders pulled back, your chest lifted up high. And if your chest lifted up high, your pants need to match them. And I ain't talking about pulling them up under your chest. I'm talking about they just need to be pulled up. And you carry yourself like a man, knowing that you can conquer anything you put your mind and heart to do. And together as a family, we be just that family. Amen.